Blog Talk Radio.
Each seated in the American citizen is pride in his community as an expression of all that his country stands for: individual independence, with respect for the rights of others. Born of the concept that all men are free and equal.
Welcome, everyone, to the show, the first episode of The Straight Talkin'. I am your host, Vincent Crowe, and I will be coming at you loud and proud for the next 30 minutes. Now, before we get to the show, let me just do a little piece of business. For those of you that were fans of the previous show that I was a host of called The Crowe and Moore Show, if you're listening to this, and you're wondering what happened to The Crowe and Moore Show, why was it canceled? Well, just to let you know, I just want to clear it up, so I want to take a couple seconds of this show to tell you exactly what happened. Basically, my life and the life of Lisa J. Moore, who was my co-host on that show, our lives drastically changed in the sense that I'm getting ready to get married. I'm going to get married April next year, and I wasn't sure if I was able to do the show. Of course, her life had drastically changed in a bad way, and that's why the little piece of business that I want to do first here is to promote a GoFundMe.com website where you can go and help Lisa J. Moore pay for her medical bills, because Lisa J. Moore, my co-host on the Crowe and Moore Show, was diagnosed with cancer, the kind of cancer that one of the options for treatment is to have surgery. The problem is she doesn't have insurance whatsoever. And the surgery costs about $10,000. So what you can do, if you do me a favor, being that if you're a fan of the Crowe and Moore Show, or if you're just listening to the show and you want to help out, just go to www.gofundme.com/, and I'm going to have to spell out the rest of it, EDZB, the number 1 and O. There you can go and check out what she's going to be using the funds for. She already raised about $205 of the $10,000, so she's on her way of at least finding a way to pay for this. And I know the Moore family will deeply appreciate any support that you guys can give. And you could donate whatever you want. The price is up to you. Or if you don't want to donate, just promote the link, please. And I know the Moore family will deeply appreciate it. So thank you for those of you that do that. Now, the other thing I want to do is starting soon is a great ministry that's starting up. You probably heard about it if you go to church. And it's called Operation Christmas Child. Now, I could tell you all about this great ministry, but instead I'm just going to play their promo, and you can decide whether you want to get involved in this great ministry or not.
Operation Christmas Child is one of the great stories that's unfolding in our lifetime.
Every single box is important because it connects to hearts. The heart of the person who boxed the box and the heart who is in need of that love.
I think it's an awesome opportunity to change the world.
We have led the children from the box to the Bible.
This is just so awesome to give these children the opportunity to experience the love of Christ in a way that they've never experienced before in their lives.
We are only seeing just the beginning of this project, because the Lord, He's got something that is beyond our imagination, into the millions and into the billions. And these children will change the world.
And if you want to get involved in that great ministry, which I'm going to, I donate every single year, and I think you should too. But if you want more information, just go to SamaritansPurse.org. There will be a banner for Operation Christmas Child. Just click on it, and you will be taken to the website, which will give you the rules, regulations, and how you can get involved. It might even show you where you can have or where you can drop off your shoebox. And this is a great ministry. Now, the other thing I want to promote before we start the show is next Friday, there is going to be a special message being released by Billy Graham, and the subject is going to be on heaven. And they have released an official trailer, which I'm going to play right now, so check it out.
We all walk on a razor's edge, a thin line between life and death.
All of a sudden, I just got this crazy feeling, and I knew that it was my dad. And I just said, no, no, no.
Vast majority of my life has already been lived. I don't have very much longer. I know that.
If there's a life hanging in the balance, we're willing to put ours on the line so that they live. And I came to the realization that this was it.
I'm overcome with anger.
Going to escape it. No death, no pain, no sorrow. And I want to ask you tonight, are you prepared? Are you ready?
I have seen this message that Billy Graham is going to be giving on heaven, and let me tell you something. It is a powerful, powerful message, which if you want more details on it, all you have to do is go to myhopewithbillygraham.org, and you can buy a copy of the DVD, or you can request a free DVD from that website, or you can buy them in bulk and hand them out to your fellow church members. But if you're like me, you're also impatient and you want to see this right now. And I have a website where you can go to where you can actually watch this message right now, and that is watchbillygraham.com. This message is about 30 minutes long. And when I say it's powerful, it's absolutely going to shake the foundation of your being. Because it did for me, and I'm a born-again Christian. They did a hell of a job with this, and they hit a lot of great points with this. And I think this video needs to be promoted. So go to watchbillygraham.com or go to myhopewithbillygraham.org, where you can also see where they will be playing it, I think on TV, which will be next Friday, November 7th. Basically, on that website, it'll tell you when it will be playing and what channels it'll be playing. Now, one more little piece of business. I know this is tedious, but you know what? I have to do it. For those of you that are born-again Christians and you know, you go to Walmart or you go to these stores and you want to buy T-shirts, because that's basically what my wardrobe is, T-shirts and jeans. I'm a T-shirt and jeans guy. But to be honest, some of these T-shirts I wouldn't wear because they have a lot of bad imagery or just it just doesn't look cool. And it doesn't really say the kind of message that I want to project out into the world. Well, I got good news for you. There is a company that creates Christian clothes, T-shirts, and other things which promote your Christian values. And also, they are really cool looking. They put a lot of work into making these shirts and making these hoodies and other things appealing. And trust me, when you wear one of these, it will start a conversation. So just go to tw.com, that's notofthisworld.com. Go check out their clothing line, and you might find something you like. And if you do, it's easy. Just order it online. And let me tell you something about the product itself. The shirts are not cheap. They are well made. They will basically handle any washing machine. They won't fall apart. They're not cheaply made. And let me tell you something, they feel great. They will fit you perfectly. So just go to notw.com for all your Christian clothing line or Christian clothing merchandise. Now that that's done, I know that was tedious. Trust me. Even I don't like doing it, but yeah, you got to promote some good Christian stuff. But on with the show, which if you want to be a part of the show, all you got to do is call 773-897-6381. I'll be taking your calls at the end of the show, probably the last 10 minutes, if you call in now. Tonight's show is going to be a topic that might be a little controversial. It's a topic that I covered if you were a fan of the Crow and Moore show. I kind of talked about this a little bit on that show, which I just made a major mistake. I actually closed out my outline, which I have to get it up. There we go. All right, now on with the show. But tonight's show is about spiritual revival, because if you listen to the Crow and Moore show, you would know that I was very political, and I am still very political. I am a conservative, and I do not shy away from my conservative values. And to be perfectly honest with you, I'm very angry what's happening in the government. Now, I have many friends that some are Republicans, some are conservatives, others are libertarians, some are independents. And when we talk about what's wrong with this government, they always bring up the same problem, which is corruption in government. And they always say what the reason is. Why is there corruption in government? Why is it happening? And I kind of feel like my friends kind of missed the boat, because they never really put their finger on the pulse of what really is the issue, why there is corruption in government. It has nothing to do with political parties. It has nothing to do with politicians themselves, because the thing that we need to face as the American people, our government is the direct reflection of our society. So the reason our government is so corrupt, because we, the American people, became corrupted. Now, how did that happen? Where did corruption come from? Well, unfortunately, corruption came in when Adam and Eve chose to sin. They chose to eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, and sin entered the world. So corruption is the direct, well, one of the major problems of sin. But what are we going to do to fix this? What are you going to do? Are you just going to elect another president? Are you just going to elect another senator, another congressman? What are you going to do in order to fix this corruption? Unfortunately, you can't do any of that stuff. You cannot erase all this corruption by an election, because unfortunately, we don't address the issues. If we do not address the corruption in ourselves, you will never address the corruption in government. So the first thing that we need to do is to address the corruption in our own lives. Take a look at yourself and see where in your own lives are you corrupted, and fix it. But a spiritual revival would help nationwide. If we as a nation turn back towards God and the teachings that are in the Bible, maybe we would get corruption further out of this government. Now, I know it's a radical thing. You know, a lot of people that I talk to about this say, what are we going to do? How do we do this? How do we start a spiritual revival when you don't realize that if you take a look at the history of the world and if you take a look at the history of America, spiritual revivals have happened before. The first time it happened was in 1730 to 1755. That was the first, or considered the first great awakening or first great spiritual revival in America, when millions upon millions of citizens turned back towards God and started to do what the Bible says. That was the first one. We have since gone through four more of them, the last one being from 1960 to 1980. Now, I was born in 1980. And for those of you that are a little older than me, that were around during 1980, you can check and see just what has happened to America in those 33 years. Take a look at what has happened. There are things that we accept in our society today that 10, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, we never would have accepted. There's the debate now about what the definition of marriage is. 20, 30 years ago, that debate was pretty much settled. Where now we have people marching in the streets in gay parades, flaunting their lifestyle. That is a direct showing of what has happened when a society turns away from God and we do not do what it says in the Bible. But we still haven't addressed the problem. What? How do we start a spiritual revival? That's probably what you're saying. Unfortunately, who's going to do it? Well, this is where I'm going to call upon those of you that are followers of Jesus Christ, those of you that are born-again Christians. It's up to us. It's up to me. It's up to you if you're listening to this. It's up to each and every single one of us to jumpstart the spiritual revival, to show society the error of their ways. And one way to do that, and here's the scary thing, one way to do that is by sharing your faith with God. Well, actually, sharing your faith with anyone God puts in front of you. And that's scary. Trust me, I'm scared at that notion that at any moment in my life, someone could walk in front of me that I might be able to share my faith with. Because it could be a friend. It could be a family member. It could be a complete stranger. It could be a coworker. It could be anyone. And the reason why it's scary is because we're not used to talking to people. Some people, the number one fear when I went to college and I took a public speaking course, the number one fear to somebody and talk in a way that it, basically you sound like you know what you're talking about. Because that's scary when someone asks you a question and you don't know the answer to it. Or they stump you. You kind of get the feeling like, oh my goodness, I'm an idiot. Oh my goodness, I look foolish. Oh my goodness, I look like I don't know what I'm doing. It's perfectly fine. Over a course of time, you will get better. Because, for example, I one time talked with a Jehovah's Witness who believed that Jesus Christ is in fact the Archangel Michael. And they tried to convince me that this was true. They looked in the Bible, they took a look and said, here are the verses that support it. Now, I didn't have an answer for them at the time because I didn't know what these verses were until I did my own research. until I took a look at the verses that they were citing to try to support this and said, that's not what it means. And then I went so far as I read it in many different translations. And yet, over a course of time, I got to a point where I understand their translation. I knew the history of their translation. I was able to debate with them about the issues and show the error of their ways to a point where this Jehovah's Witness who was trying to save me, I in fact saved them. That's how we do this. Because think about it. All we need to do is plant the seed and let God water it. Let God be in control of it. Let God do it. All you have to do is just talk. Share your faith with people. And over a course of time, a spiritual revival will start. Because we'll start showing people the error of their ways. And that is so important. But the action is now. Because here's the other thing. When I talk to some people in church about this, they say, you know, the reason things are getting worse is because we're heading towards the end times. Well, here's the problem I have with that logic. In the Bible, it says, man, we do not know when the end times are going to start. It's not like there's a set date. It's not like, you know, December 10th of this year, the end times will begin. The rapture's going to start. No. Only God knows. So as I said to this person, what happens if the end times started in about 5,000 years from now? Let's say if we found out when it was going to start. It's going to start 5,000 or 100 years from now. It doesn't matter. We found out when the end times is going to start, and it's going to be 100, 200, 300 years from now. Why should that dictate and change the way that we conduct ourselves in sharing our faith with people? We should work harder to do that because we want to save as many people as possible. This is how we do it. Just start doing it. Over a course of time, just start doing it. Because unfortunately, we may have some signs that are pointing towards we're heading towards the end times, but we don't know that for sure. We don't know when the end times are going to start. So we should live each one of our days as if the end times are going to be tomorrow, which means every single person that God puts in front of you, you should talk to and try to save. Plant that seed. And over a course of time, as we do this together, spiritual revival will begin. But it takes one step. It takes one step from you. It takes one step from me. I'm going to do my part. Question is, what are you guys going to do? Now, we got some minutes. We got about 5 more minutes of the show. And there's one thing that I want to share with you guys that baffles my logic. Because, you know, do you hear about the mayor down in Houston? And what she did as far as demanding that pastors in the city of Houston send her copies of their sermons. And I guess she was going to go through these sermons, and if she found something wrong with them or something that she didn't agree with, that she was going to do everything in her power to take away their tax exemption. And the reason this mayor was going to do this is because she's openly gay. She's a lesbian. And she wanted to see what were the pastors saying about homosexuality, marriage, and her policies that she's implementing. And you know the thing that baffles me? Is that the gay community said nothing about this abuse of power. Because it is. It's a freedom of speech issue. And yet, those of you in the gay community have no problem with this censorship whatsoever. Which tells me the reason you have no problem with it is because as long as the censorship works for your benefit, you have no problem with it whatsoever. And that's wrong. That's bad. That is messed up. That means you support tyranny. And you don't even realize it. Because let's put the shoe on the other foot, shall we? Let's say there was a mayor who didn't support marriage or didn't support homosexuality. As a matter of fact, they were a Christian. And this mayor said, I will never, ever support homosexuality or same-sex marriage. So a gay organization decides, we want to have a rally. Well, the rally needs to be approved by the mayor and the mayor administration. And what this mayor does is says, I want the list of names of public speakers that are going to be at this rally. And I want a copy of their speeches. And I'm going to go through it with a fine-tip comb. And if I find I don't agree with, I'm not going to approve your rally. I'm going to shut it down. On this show, you would hear me saying, this mayor needs to go. This mayor needs to resign because he's abusing, or she is abusing, the power of the office. But yet, those of you in the gay community, you don't demand that Mayor Parker resign for her obvious abuse of power. Baffles my mind. That tells me, and it should tell you, they do not support free speech of any kind. Because I am. I support free speech. I have no problem with the First Amendment. I support speech that I agree with, and I support speech that I don't agree with. Because that's the point. That's what makes this society free. That's what makes America different. We have the ability and the freedoms to voice our opinion on anything. So if you do not support it both ways, then unfortunately, you support tyranny. And that's scary, which, by the way, for those of you that want to know, what ended up happening is this really caused a backlash, because the response she got was amazing. Because not only did the pastors in the churches that are in the city of Houston send them copies of their sermons, they also sent Bibles, but pastors from all over America did the same thing. Copies of their sermons, they sent Bibles, they sent everything. To a point where finally Mayor Parker said, all right, enough's enough. I'm not going. I drop everything. I'm done. Because basically she got overwhelmed. And you know, also she went through survival mode, because she realized that in the last election for mayor, less than 30% of the registered voters came out to vote. The last thing you want to do if you're a mayor of a city is to piss off the last 60% of the voters that might remember you abusing your power as mayor and decide, I'm not going to vote for you. I'm going to vote for the other person, which I hope the voters of Houston remember this whole situation. Remember what this mayor did and make her pay for it in the next election. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed the show. I hope that if you like the show, make sure you like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, make sure you subscribe to us on YouTube. We will start doing videos. I will be seeing you guys next Friday at 10 p.m. This is Straight Talking. I'm Vincent Crow. I hope you guys enjoyed it, and thank you, and may God bless you, and let's start this spiritual revival.